First, as a welcome and introduction, just a few things to centre us down about what we're doing here today. So a very warm welcome to this time of worship for the 10 a.m. congregation of Wesley Methodist Church in Taranaki Street, Wellington. We also welcome visitors who are taking part in the service, particularly Rosalie, who's joining us from Raumati. This is the second Sunday in the church season of Easter. My name is Philip Garside, and I'm a lay preacher and member of our 10 a.m. congregation. And my wife Heather is helping us to lead our service today. 2020 has been a time of dislocation for our congregation and for the other three congregations who share our church buildings with us. Our historic church building is being earthquake strengthened, so we've been worshipping in the new hall. We expected to be able to worship in the church again in November 2020. Now, along with all the Methodist churches and all the other faith communities in New Zealand, we physically can't gather for worship because of our community efforts and programs to overcome the threat of the coronavirus. The construction work on our church has stopped, and the reopening will be delayed by months. And it will be 2021 before we can use it again. So here we are today, in household groups, some living alone, some with flatmates, some with families. It's fine to feel distracted, preoccupied, and find that you can't concentrate on anything as well as you usually can. Many of us are worried about our jobs, our income, our children, our health, and that of members of our family, extended families, and friends. Be gentle with yourselves. And I invite you to reflect that even though our beloved church building is important to us, the building is not the church. The church is the people. The buildings are closed, but the church is open. Hallelujah. We now move to our call to worship, which is up on the screen, and I ask you to respond with the words in bold print. We are called.
Called to gather in our homes today.
We are called.
Called as people of God.
We are called.
Called to a time of rest in our labors and troubles.
We are called.
Called to rejoice in word and song.
We are called.
Called to have our hearts uplifted by your Holy Spirit.
We are called.
Called to worship you, O God.
Amen.
I invite you to light a candle in your home if you want to, as you take part in this service. So Heather's going to light a candle here, which you'll see in the background as the service progresses. So after you've lit your candle, we go to sing a song, Kindle a Flame. It's a meditation. There are 5 verses in the song. 1 key word changes with each verse. We start with light, then justice, then hope, then love, and then peace. I'll sing the first verse to show you how this tune goes. Then we'll sing all 5 verses together.
Kindle a flame within our hearts. Let your light shine through. Let your light shine through. Kindle a flame within our hearts. Let your light shine through. let your light shine through. Kindle a flame within our hearts, let your justice shine through. Let your justice shine through. Kindle a flame within our hearts. Let your hope shine through. Let your hope shine through. Kindle a flame within our hearts. Let your love shine through. Let your love shine through. Kindle a flame within our hearts. Let your peace shine through. Let your peace shine through. We come now to our prayer of approach. We come before God just as we are. We know that God accepts us, enfolds us with love, and is always present with us. To the bidding, create in me a clean heart, O God, would you please respond and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Let's pray. Whenever we become bewildered by life, get waylaid and lose the plot, create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Whenever we become more obsessed with the violence and travail of creation than we are with its beauty and bounty, create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Whenever we become more attuned to the capricious spirits of popular culture than we are to the Holy Spirit of eternal truth, create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
Whenever we dwell more on your sin, on our sin and guilt, than we do on the wonderful sufficiency of your saving grace, create in me a clean heart, O God,
and renew a right spirit within me.
God, our Creator, Saviour, and Guide, we pray for that mercy which you have had in store for us since before the world began. Flood us with your cleansing and encouragement, and grant us a recovery of a cheerful and positive spirit. With gratitude and trust, we place ourselves in your hands, through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Hear now these words of assurance. Come unto me, Jesus says, all of you who labor and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Let us hear the good news of God's gracious invitation. Let us receive the gift of abundant life. Amen. And we're now going to sing. It's the song God is With Us by Jonathan Buchan, a local composer, a good friend of ours. And Heather will accompany on guitar. So most of us have sung this before. So we'll have a refrain, a verse, and then a refrain. So it's got some repeats. Now, if somebody's joining in, there we are. That's lovely. Okay.
Now, I pressed mute all, but some of you may have unmuted yourself. So can you please press your mute buttons so that we don't have everybody singing out of time? Is that okay? Don't worry if it doesn't work. Okay.
God is with us. Yep. God is with us. God.
ways. God is with us. God is with us. In his mercy and his grace, he will never leave you, never forsake you, never give you up for lost. In your darkest night, in your deepest confusion, he never will abandon home. God is with us, God is with us, God is with us in this place. God is with us, God is with us, in his mercy and his grace. He will never leave you, never will forsake you, never give you up for lost. In your darkest night, in your deepest confusion, he never will abandon home. God is with us, God is with us, God is with us in this place. God is with us, God is with us, in his mercy and his
grace. Our readings today are from the Message translation by American pastor Eugene Peterson. Our first reading is Psalm 16. Keep me safe, O God. I've run for dear life to you. I say to God, be my Lord. Without you, nothing makes sense. And these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. Don't just go shopping for a god. Gods are not for sale. I swear I'll never treat god names like brand names. My choice is you, God, first and only. And now I find I'm your choice. You set me up with a house and yard, and then you made me your heir. The wise counsel God gives when I'm awake is confirmed by my sleeping heart. Day and night, I'll stick with God. I've got a good thing going and I'm not letting go. I'm happy from the inside out and from the outside in. I'm firmly formed. You cancelled my ticket to hell. That's not my destination. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way.
And the second reading is from the first letter of Peter, chapter 1, verses 3 to 9, A New Life. What a God we have, and how fortunate we are to have him, this Father of our Master Jesus. Because Jesus was raised from the dead, we've been given a brand new life, and have everything to live for, including a future in heaven. And the future starts now. God is keeping careful watch over us and the future. The day is coming when you'll have it all, life healed and whole. I know how great this makes you feel, even though you have to put up with every kind of aggravation in the meantime. Pure gold put in the fire comes out of it proved pure. Genuine faith put through this suffering comes out proved genuine. When Jesus wraps this all up, it's your faith, not your gold, that God will have on display as evidence of his victory. You never saw him, yet you love him. You still don't see him, yet you trust him with laughter and singing. Because you kept on believing, you'll get what you're looking forward to, total salvation.
Amen. Now we come to a reflection, a sermon. Now you've got my feet on the life path, all radiant from the shining of your face. Ever since you took my hand, I'm on the right way. Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts and minds be acceptable to you, O God, our Redeemer and our Liberator. Amen. I've called this sermon A New Life. A New Life. We are ordinary people living through extraordinary times. Our country and every other country in the world are on a war footing. But for a change, we're not fighting with other countries, not dodging bullets and bombs, which we can see. We are battling a virus, a sneaky, nasty virus that we cannot see. Even though we can't see it, we can still feel its effects on us, our families, and others in our communities if we are unlucky to be enough to be exposed to the virus and it catches hold of us. Some powerful things are happening to us, with us and around us, at the end of the third week of our campaign against this virus. Our government has adopted a radical, compassionate, new two-word policy. Be kind. Be kind. Things have moved very fast. We were given 2 days to prepare to isolate ourselves with our families and households. And as a community, we responded. Our schools have closed. Most of our workplaces have closed. Our churches and other places where people gather to worship have closed. Our sports and outdoor recreation activities have stopped. Our choir rehearsals and concerts have stopped. We don't know if our actions have worked yet. There are promising signs, but we're still awaiting the final outcome. Here's the thing. We've all heard the evidence from scientists and medical specialists, we've listened to our emergency management experts, we've listened to our Prime Minister, who's been supported by all political parties in Parliament, and we said collectively, yes, let's do this. The usual way of doing business and the values that we place on the work that others do is changing. Who and what is now of real worth? We suddenly realize who is really important. Supermarket checkout people and the drivers who deliver food from warehouses to the supermarkets we queue up to shop at are just as important day to day as doctors and nurses. As I understand it, to change a habit or vice that is not good for you, you need to first recognize that you need to change. Then you need to consistently change your behavior. After 2 weeks, you start to be transformed. The longer you behave consistently well, the more likely it is that your transformation for better will become permanent. Some of us have been working from home for years. Now a sizable proportion of the workforce is having to do the same. Suddenly, online meeting tools like Zoom are being used, and people in several places realize they can hold face-to-face meetings or conduct lessons remotely. Airlines are parking their planes because few people now want to fly. I can see that in the future, more people will work from home, at least for part of the week, and avoid commuting. And the benefits of traveling to out-of-town meetings or conferences in other countries will be closely scrutinized. In many countries, the air in their major cities is clear and pollution-free for the first time in decades because people are not driving their cars as much.
As part of providing for us, the government has offered employers generous wage subsidies to pass on to their workers, and rules for other benefits are being loosened. The government is printing money to keep people fed and housed and to keep the economy moving. Maybe the time has come for governments to offer their citizens a universal basic income. I would be delighted if the old capitalist selfish economy was replaced by an economic and political system based on compassion, which ensures that everyone's needs are met. People of faith look to their scriptures and religious traditions for guidance on how to live their lives. The start of Psalm 16 says, "Keep me safe, O God." That reflects the first part of our campaign against this virus. But the psalmist goes on to say, "My choice is you, God, first and only. And now you've got my feet on the life path." Here is ancient wisdom for us. As most of us pause from our usual work and daily activities, we have time to give ourselves a spiritual health check. Are we following God's way? If not, we need to make some changes. The first letter of Peter picks up on these themes and overlays them with the experiences of Jesus as Messiah. You never saw him, yet you love him. You still don't see him, yet you trust him. We can't see the virus, but we know it's real and a threat. And we can't see Jesus or God, but we know that they are real and point us to better ways of living, of loving our neighbour. For once, the government and the scriptures are in harmony. Be kind, be compassionate. Let's create a new normal, a new life focused on the way of Jesus. We must grasp this chance for change. There is enough for all to live well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In a moment, I'm going to play a recording of Heather and I singing a short piece written by Mendelssohn. It's Cast Thy Burden. The words are lovely. I'll read them to you. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He never will suffer the righteous to fall. He is at thy right hand. Thy mercy, Lord, is great. And far above the heavens, let none be made ashamed that wait upon thee. Here's the recording.
Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain
to our community time, and I'd like to share the piece.
I'm happy to have you enjoy the movement.
I invite you to share the peace with the people around you, saying, "God's peace be with you." Shake hands if you can, or otherwise we'll put our hands out to greet each other. God's peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Now a time of silence and remembering. In silence, I invite you to bring to mind people and situations that give you joy today. And now bring to mind the situations that you are concerned about. Close your eyes, sit still, and name the people and situations in your heart, or out loud if you wish to. We now come to our intercessions, our prayers for ourselves and others. As we join in our intercessions, we bring our prayers, spoken and unspoken. To the bidding, we have seen your crucified and risen love. Would you please respond, work your resurrection in the lives of your people. We have seen your crucified and risen love.
Work your resurrection in the lives of your people.
Let's pray. Jesus, wounded and risen, we bring to you our prayers for your broken world. We pray for your people in places of war and unrest, in places of ecological disaster, in places of famine and disease. Wounded Creator, we have seen your crucified and risen love.
Work your resurrection in the lives of your people.
We bring our prayers for your divided church. We pray for places where Christian wars against Christian, where your church is split by faction, where ancient hatreds have not been healed by your gospel. Wounded Redeemer, we have seen your crucified and risen love.
Work your resurrection in the lives of your people.
We bring our prayers for our fractured community. We pray for those pierced by nails of prejudice and hatred, of neglect and abuse, of indifference and rejection. Wounded Lover, we have seen your crucified and risen love.
Work your resurrection in the lives of your people.
We bring our prayers for all who are hurt. We pray for those whose bodies are in pain or whose minds are confused. Those who are friendless or grief-stricken. Those without hope for the future. Wounded Healer, we have seen your crucified and risen love.
Work your resurrection in the lives of your people.
We bring to you our prayers for all who have died. We pray for those who have died in the faith and for those who have never seen or believed. We give thanks for Thomas and all your saints who have known you as the risen Christ. May we too recognize you in our midst, that with all your saints we may come to the fullness of joy in your presence, Jesus wounded and risen. We have seen your crucified and risen love.
Work your resurrection in the lives of your people.
Amen. We join together saying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the time of trial, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Our offering. If
we were gathered together in the church or the hall, we would collect people's offerings of money for the work of our church and food for the downtown community ministry, and bring these gifts forward to be blessed. We can still support the church during this lockdown through our regular automatic payments and by making online banking payments to the church and to DCM. Contact our treasurer Norbert if you'd like the bank account details. We bless the automatic payments and other gifts of money and time and energy that people are giving to the church and DCM. Loving God, bless these gifts we bring and our gifts of service to others in our families and our communities, that your light might shine more brightly, your life be lived more abundantly, your love be shared more faithfully. In Jesus' name, amen. We're now going to sing a song, God of Our Island Home, written by Chris Skinner, another New Zealand composer.
God of Our Island Love is like the sea, surrounding us completely, surrounding us completely, completely, surrounding us completely. God of our island home, your love is like the sea, surrounding us completely, surrounding us completely, completely, surrounding us completely. God of our Terova, we can see your face, the face of our people, the face of our land. God of the Terroir, thank you for the gift of our people, the gift of our land. God of our island home, the mountains speak of you, beauty is compelling, their beauty is compelling, compelling, their beauty is compelling. On our island home, the lakes reflect your eyes, the depth of your reflection, the depth of your expression, expression, the depth of your expression. God of the Terroir, we can see your face, the face of our people, the face of our land. God of the living for the gift of our people, the gift of our land. God of our island home, the world is like the sea, surrounding us completely, surrounding us completely, completely, surrounding us completely.
Bless-
blessing and sending forth. You are God's servants, gifted with dreams and visions. Upon you rests the grace of God like flames of fire. Love and serve the Lord in the strength of the Spirit. May the deep peace of Christ be with you. The strong arms of God sustain you, and the power of the Holy Spirit strengthen you in every way. We say together the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.